Jesus went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I go yonder and pray."
And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them,
"My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me."
And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed,
"My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt."
And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter,
"So, could you not watch me with 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
And again, for the second time, he went away and prayed,
"My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, thy will be done."
And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I shall kiss is the man. Seize him."
And he came up to Jesus at once and said,
"Hail, Master."
And he kissed him. Jesus said to him,
"Friend, why are you here?"
And then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him,
"Put your sword back in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so?"
At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds,
"Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Then those who seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. But Peter followed him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sent the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said,
"This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.
And the high priest stood up and said,
"Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?"
But Jesus was silent. And the high priest said to him,
"I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God."
Jesus said to him,
"You have said so. But I tell you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his robes and said,
"He has uttered blasphemy. Why do we still need witnesses? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment?"
They answered and said,
"He deserves death."
Then they spat in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying,
"Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that struck you?"
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a maid came up to him and said,
"You also were with Jesus the Galilean."
But he denied it before them all, saying,
"I do not know what you mean."
And when he went out to the porch, another maid saw him, and she said to the bystanders,
"This man was with Jesus of Nazareth."
And again he denied it with an oath,
"I do not know you, man."
After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter,
"Certainly you are also one of them, for your acts have betrayed you."
Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear,
"I do not know the man."
And immediately the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. When the morning came, after all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that he was condemned, he reported and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying,
I have sinned in betraying innocent blood.
And they said,
What is that to us? See to it yourself.
And throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said,
It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since they are blood money.
So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what has been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him,
Are you the king of the Jews?
Jesus said to him,
You have said so.
But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he made no answer. Then Pilate said to him,
Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?
But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor wondered greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them,
Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?
For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him,
Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much over him today in a dream.
Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the people to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them,
Which of the two do you want me to release to you?
And they all said,
Barabbas.
Pilate said to them,
Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?
They all answered,
Let him be crucified.
And Pilate said,
Why? What evil has he done?
But they shouted all the more,
Let him be crucified.
So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying,
I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves.
And all the people answered,
His blood be on us and on our children.
Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe upon him, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying,
Hail, King of the Jews!
And they spat upon him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. This man they compelled to carry his cross. Please stand. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mingled with gall. And when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, This is Jesus, King of the Jews. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying,
You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.
So also the chief priests and the scribes and elders mocked him, saying,
He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him, for he said, I am the Son of God.
And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying,
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
That is, My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of the bystanders hearing it said,
This man is calling Elijah.
And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said,
Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him.
And Jesus cried again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe, and they said,
Truly, this was the Son of God.
There were also many women there looking on afar who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. And when it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and departed. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the sepulcher. Next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said,
Sir, we remember how that impostor said, while he was still alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Therefore order the sepulcher to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away, and tell the people he has risen from the dead, and the last fraud will be worse than the first.
Pilate said to them,
You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can.
So they sent and made the sepulcher secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard.